Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Football is Wife. I'm Leslie Ryder, and I'm here with my wife, Emily Anderson.
That's me.
That's you. And we are wives, and we like football and some other sports along the way. We've had quite a weekend, haven't we?
Yeah. I mean, it's Thursday, and I still feel like I'm recovering. But yeah, it was quite a weekend. The U.S. Women's National Team was in town.
They were, for the first time since 2019. It was quite nice.
I didn't realize that. I guess that makes sense, because we didn't live here in 2019.
And it's true.
We haven't seen them here, and otherwise we would have been there. So, yeah.
We will be getting into the U.S. Women's National Team and the multiple farewells that we had to endure this weekend. I say that with love, as an older mother.
Emotionally endure.
We will also take a look at the NWSL free agency window, which has opened.
And which is scary.
Take a peek at Chicago's path the rest of the season. But first, we have the long farewell. How are you feeling?
I feel good, honestly. Like, I feel like I have some closure from getting to be there. I don't know if it'll feel real until the next match when both JJ and Rapinoe aren't there anymore. I'm still gonna call her JJ, just because now she's not playing anymore. But not because she can't. Mama can play. I want to know, like, yeah, I just want to dig into that whole thing then, like, that I could still play. And it's like, okay, if she feels that strongly about it, though, how are you going to keep playing? Like, or how is she going to stay involved? Because I think she clearly loves the game, and it's important to her that she can still, you know, she can still hang. So I'm curious to know, yeah, what's next for her. But I assume that'll come with time. She just retired like a week ago.
She could just be very tired. She's been going through a lot of comebacks and injury recoveries and recovering from being pregnant and shooting back to the lineup as fast as she can. Maybe she just doesn't want to for a minute.
That's fine. That's totally fair. I just, again, why come back for the World Cup? I don't know. It's
that will be one of the mysteries of the 2023 U.S. Women's National Team season.
Always. I love a mystery. We should just do a whole Are You Afraid of the Dark-esque show of, like, questions unanswered from this season. But no, I feel like, it was a really, really nice day on Sunday and exhausting, but very cool and honestly just a privilege to get to be there. So I can't say anything but good things.
It really did feel like a turning of the page for the team. I'm also happy that they got closure and they got to have the farewell celebrations. But the roster was, it seems like we're making some moves to perhaps welcome in the next generation of U.S. Women's National Team stars.
Yes, and that makes me happy. However, why is Crystal Dunn still playing left fucking back?
I think that should be the interview question as they look for a new head coach replacement. Where would you put Crystal Dunn?
Interview question one.
Point onto this field where you're going to put Crystal Dunn.
Yep. And if they point to the wrong place, thank you. It's been great.
thank you so much. We'll give you a call.
Yep. And we will see you out. That kind of annoys me, but it was exciting to see some new faces. And not just faces called into camp, but actually playing.
Yes.
That makes me happy. So yeah, I like what we're doing. Let's go that way.
I enjoy this trend. I look forward to what the October window will bring personnel wise. I'm excited to see a few more first caps for some of these players because they're a bit overdue. Mia Fischel should have been pulled in months ago, a year ago.
God, she's terrifying.
She's so good.
She's so good. And like, she wanted a goal. Like, it was clear she was gunning for one. But
big fish, yeah. going fishing.
I didn't realize how big the big fish was. Like, she's jacked.
We could use some of that, to be honest.
Honestly, we could. And I didn't really realize it until we were at training on Saturday, the day before, and she was in a tank top. And from a distance, I only saw headband and guns. And in my brain, that's Jess McDonald. I'm just like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I was like, wait, she's extremely pregnant.
She's been in Louisville and very pregnant.
Yeah.
There's no possible way this is her.
I don't think she's here. And then, you know, the things started clicking. It was a hot day. I'm dumb. We'll just put it there. But then I was just like, holy crap, Big Fish is jacked. And now I want an arm wrestling contest. I need an NWSL arm wrestling contest.
Well, there are allegedly some NWSL skills events on the horizon. Could arm wrestling be on the docket?
There is. I'm gonna guess that's not the one, but arguably... Mm. It is maybe one of the safer options because guess what? You can still play. Like, you don't need arms unless you're a goalie. No goalies allowed in the arm wrestling competition, by the way. It's not fair.
It's good to have rules when you're setting yeah. this kind of competition.
Field players only. I want like one from each team, I think. Ooh, that's a fun game. Who from each team would you put in? I don't know who I would put in from the Red Stars.
Carrie Riccaro is pretty scrappy.
Yeah, but she's little. I don't know if she's got the leverage. Up against someone like Paige Nielsen? Nah.
Yeah, we do have the scrappy underdog mentality. And in terms of physical strength, I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it would be there. Maybe Casey. Maybe Bianca.
Oh, Bianca. Bianca St. George is... She has that mix of strength and also I will go through you to make this happen.
Yeah, it's that part that I think could carry her through.
It's anyway, that X factor that takes you through the bracket.
Yeah, truly. It is what makes the difference. She's got that dog in her. What if it's a Canadian with that dog? Is it a Labrador?
Le chien. She's from Quebec.
Oh, fair. Yep, that's a good point. What were we talking about this weekend?
Speaking of this weekend.
Oh, it's been a long one, guys. Yeah, it was great. How is the view from up top?
I mean, I had never been to Soldier Field before, so
same.
I was very. I do love the views. You can see the Chicago sunset. But after the sun kind of blinds you in the eyes. Yeah, it was just really cool to get to be in the building where it was happening and just kind of take that all in. It was super nice.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Amazing experience. I don't know. Yeah. First time at Soldier Field.
Not to be forgotten.
No, that one's going to stick in my brain for a long time. Yeah. Good win though. Good solid game. I honestly think the score could have been higher, but it didn't need to be. There were chances. I do think the US has to figure out how to score again a little bit, but maybe now that we're putting people in positions, we might score. What's going on with Alex Morgan?
Well, the running theory at the moment, or at least from the press box, was that perhaps when the statue was erected by Fox Sports, that statue perhaps stole some of her goal scoring prowess.
Kind of like a Space Jam situation.
Yeah, yeah. So what we need is to perhaps find the enchanted statue, bring it back, have Alex touch it, and then restore her powers.
What if we destroy it?
I don't know. That would be some uncharted territory.
Okay. All right. I think we should get a think tank together.
Mm-hmm. Assemble a panel.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I don't think Alex would be mad if it was destroyed. From her reaction when they watched that. No, she seemed kind of weirded out by it, which I respect a lot, especially because Fox Thanks. Was just like, here's a gift. And it's like, no.
Thank you. Thank you. I love it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I have a place for this.
No one has a place for that. Also, it was supposed to go on tour, and I
went
would
to like
two
places.
Know. Yeah. What the hell? What tax write-off was that? And is that why I can't watch Batgirl? Discuss. Somehow these things are related.
The ending of the WGA strike, I'm sure, will lead us to some answers.
I don't think so. I don't think we're getting any answers there, or at least not ones that make us happy. Yeah, so I think we gotta figure out what's happening there.
That's fair.
And get some goals.
That will be on their to-do list, but it does seem like they're finding goal scorers. Trinity Rodman, 2 goals in 2 games.
Whew, that kid is fun to watch.
The future is here.
She is maybe my favorite player to watch right now.
Yeah.
And I don't get to see her very often, but in person, she's just electric, and she's all over the place, and she's really good. Yeah.
She's here, she's there, fun. She's perhaps everywhere, Trinity Rodman.
I think that's how it goes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the tune. Yeah, so I'm optimistic about the future. We still got some other folks we gotta get in. I need some Sophia Smith back, but then... You know, I think we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, we'll have her get healthy and figure that out. Speaking of moving in the right direction, NWSL free agency, the window is open.
It scares me.
I find it interesting that the window opens like at the end of the season.
It does feel like a distraction. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, I'm kind of like, can we not just wait till the end of the season? Or we should do this in, like, the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is a crucial time for all these teams in this, you know, when you only have 3 games left and anyone can go to the playoffs. Feels mm-hmm. like a time you want folks focused on their current team.
Yeah. They're like, and it was right when the international break started, so it was just kind of like a... trying to talk to players about this was just like, well,
I'm here
focusing
now
on what's happening here. So I see what you mean by that.
It's a weird one, but here we are. We've got a lot of free agents.
We have an unfortunate amount of free agents for the Chicago Red Stars. I have hopes and I have desires for everyone to stay, but I'm not quite sure that's what we're gonna get.
Ask you a really mean question.
No.
Who from the list of Red Stars free agents?
Let me read the list.
Lose
first.
One. Okay.
Let me read the list.
I'm just saying, if you had to lose one, who would it be? Let's go through the list.
Let me read the list. We have Emily Boyd, the backup keeper who got her starts this season. Tierna Davidson, Casey Krueger, Chana Matthews, Yuki Nagasato, Carrie Vaccaro, Kayla Sharples, Bianca St. George, and Ella Stevens are all up for free agency. Further thing to think about, there's gonna be a double expansion draft at some point. Don't know when, don't know where, just we know it's gonna happen because there are 2 new teams joining us.
Wait, who's the other one?
Utah?
Oh, I forgot about Utah.
Yeah, Utah and Bay Area FC.
Yeah, I knew the Bay. Man, yeah. They've got hats everywhere. I need one of those hats. I've seen every time we go to any soccer event, someone's in a Bay Area FC hat, and I gotta get one of those.
It's a good baseball logo. It makes a good hat.
It is a baseball-y logo. Yeah, that, oh, I hate expansion drafts because they just feel mean. The only thing that makes me feel okay about this is we have new ownership who might throw money at people to try to get them to stay. And I feel a lot better about it having new ownership in place than I did before that.
Yeah, like it is definitely like you have a reason to stay now if you're on the fence. There's ownership who are getting involved early. They're sending messages out to season ticket holders, to fans, to supporters groups. They're meeting with players, and the players actually feel heard for once, which is really nice for this team to have that be a thing that's happening. I think they're much better set up for this season than they were last season, because last season they lost a lot of people to free agency. So I am hopeful that there can be more retention this year, perhaps bringing some people in. But I do wonder if it's going to be like the last expansion draft where they're going to try to make a deal just to get like immunity. And yeah, if I have to guess who stays. Also Mel Swanson is up for free agency, I believe.
Oh yeah, you're right.
But she would be someone who I think is gonna stay. Her husband plays baseball here. I think they just bought a house. So
he has like a 6-7 year contract too. And again,
we have an ownership group who might be like, okay, yeah, let's throw Mel a bag and give her a dollar amount that is requisite of someone of her prowess and position. Yeah. I think Casey Krueger ought to stay. She was saying that she would very much like to stay. She's a Naperville native. This Chicagoland is her home.
I saw her parents at the game on Sunday.
She got a huge round of applause when she was introduced as like from Naperville, Illinois, Casey Krueger.
Very cute. It was very sweet. Wild. Yeah. Also, she looks exactly like her mom. It's real sweet. I saw her parents and immediately knew whose parents they were. Aww. I didn't have, like, there was no identifying information initially. That, like, one of them might have had a kid on and, like, turned and walked away. But, like, I saw them and I went, you're Casey Krueger's parents. So I really hope she stays. I can't imagine her leaving right now. Chayna Matthews is an interesting one.
I would
really like her to stay.
I would also like her to stay. I think she does a lot of good when she comes off the bench on this team. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what they have planned for, like, what their depth chart is going to look like, because I think that's going to affect a few things. Because Ella Stevens has been someone who's stepped up and scored goals, as has Bianca St. George. The only person I'm really scared of leaving is Tierna Davidson, because she is a Bay Area native, which is some folks have been pretty keen to leave to go home. I would hope that she stays, but if home calls, that's a hard one to resist, I think.
It really is, especially when you have, you know, Brandi Chastain at the helm of a club saying, Tierna, come hang, like, you gonna say no?
That makes me hope that Sarah Gordon would come back because Chicago is home to her.
I don't know. Sarah Gordon seems pretty happy in LA, but that'd be nice. I think the thing that might have people leave is if they can have a starting spot somewhere else and they don't have that right now. So yeah. Emily Boyd is one that stands out for me. She's a very good keeper.
She is. She's very capable.
And I don't know if she's going to get a starting spot somewhere else in the league, but she might get more time. I would say the same for Chayna Matthews. Someone asked a question earlier in the season about whether or not, you know, we'd be seeing more of her. She'd be coming off the bench or starting instead because of that energy she brings. Mm-hmm. And Coach Petrocelli said, you know, I do see that as well. She's not at full fitness yet, or like we're still working up to that.
That's when she was, she had like an ankle injury.
Yeah. And so I'm really curious to know where she is in that journey now, or if mm-hmm. we're going to actually see her maybe starting more, getting more time in these last three games to maybe make the point that, hey, buddy, stick around. You know, we've got space for you. So that's a big one.
Yeah, I am just, I want everyone to stay. And I want everyone to think Chicago is the best place to play, and then they can do really well and make the playoffs and win a championship. Those are the things I want.
That seems cool. Carrie Caro has also played a lot of places in this mm-hmm. league already, so I'm curious if she'll stay.
She did say Chicago has her favorite food of all the places she's played, and I mean, she's been in LA, she's been in Houston, like
she's those, from those New York.
Those are some solid food towns.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm curious to see how that goes. She's been to North Carolina. Like, she's played in more teams than most folks. So, kind of a journeyman, which is interesting. Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm curious if she'll stay, if she's at a point where she wants some stability and put some roots down, or if she's happy, you know, going other places. We'll see.
We shall see. Speaking of we'll see, we have the NWSL Boston expansion team having some community meetings over their stadium and parking transportation situation. I'm fascinated by this.
I'm less fascinated by this.
The stadium that they're going to play in is getting renovated, revamped, so the team will have the facilities they need. But it being a very walkable city has a bit of a parking issue. And as someone who's lived in neighborhoods that are not easy to park in, I empathize with this plight. The community had a engagement meeting on the transportation. They proposed some shuttle buses from different catchment areas. I enjoy the word catchment now. But the feedback seems a bit mixed from the community. Folks are mostly concerned about parking, which, again, I understand. Especially on a weekend, you really don't want to have to worry about where you park your car. It's the worst way to lose time, I think. The other factor that we have to play is that the shuttles have to travel a long way. The path itself could be like an hour-long journey, depending on the traffic. And it's also something that they'll have to like pay for in their ticket price. So it's the potential to be something that is super displeasing to everyone involved. But I would say I'm happy that at least Boston is getting on top of this early, so they can figure it out. This is something that they're not going to figure out tomorrow, but hopefully within, you know, the next 2 years until kickoff, they can have a better plan in place.
Yeah, I do appreciate that they're even having these meetings and like having conversation about it. I think that inherently sets a good tone of wanting to be good neighbors, wanting to, you know, make this something that works for the people it affects. But we'll see.
We shall see.
You know, I like that they're getting feedback.
We love feedback.
You know what I hate, though? Shuttles. Never.
I can't say I've ever had, like, a super positive experience with a shuttle bus.
No one has. The fact that they're, like, a shuttle is a less than ideal option. Maybe the only good one is getting the shuttle to Dodger Stadium from Union Station downtown. That was okay.
Yeah, but like LA also has, like, you know, bus only lanes that they can take exactly. during rush hour, and I'm gonna say I don't know a lot about the Boston infrastructure. Something called the Big Dig, but that's
what's that?
That's all I know. It's like a tunnel that goes under the city.
Really?
Yeah, it was a really big project, and I think it was one of those things that they spent a lot of money on and didn't really get a lot out of. I could Holy be wrong, shit. Though.
No, you're right. It is. Wait, hold on. The most expensive highway project in the United States was plagued by cost overruns, delays, leaks, design flaws. Wow. Yeah. This is what I'm going to be reading tonight. I don't know anything about this.
Emily discovers the Big Dig.
Charges of poor... I need to find a documentary about this. Use of substandard materials, criminal charges, arrests, and the death of one motorist. Like, what Good Lord.
Okay. Pals from Boston, sound off on your thoughts on the Big Dig.
Yeah. Hey, our friend Katie Nolan, we want to have you on to talk about something, but it's not what you think.
No, just tell us about this massive project.
That's incredible. Incredible. Yeah, this is what I'll be Wikipediaing tonight. Yeah, so Boston and transportation sounds like they're in good hands.
Speaking of big digs, the path to the playoffs is on. The Chicago Red Stars have to go through Racing Louisville, Kansas City Current, and OL Reign on their way to a playoff spot. This table is fascinating to me, and I was looking at everyone's next three games, and it's worked out that most of the 1-6 teams are going to be playing each other. Like, 2 out of 3 games are going to be with each other, and then 7-12, it's kind of the same thing. Like, 2 out of 3 games are going to be against other 7-12 place teams. So there is a large potential for movement here. If Washington stays on this cold streak of theirs, they haven't won a league game since June. Wow. That's trouble. If they want to make the playoffs, they need to be doing better than that.
What are they doing?
Not winning is what they've been doing. It's going to be such a weird and interesting ride. I do feel like we'll know a little bit more after this coming weekend. But, oh man, it really has the potential to come down to the wire. There are some teams who could fall off. That is the, with this 7-12 race that we have going on. Like, if Chicago drops 2 of these games, it's over.
I mean, if they drop 1 game, their odds decrease significantly.
Yeah, like they're definitely in the camp of really should win out if they want to be serious about this.
And even then, they might not make it. Like, it's if true. Everyone else is winning too, I need to do some math.
Which Get like is, a it's... just draw a program to feed them the NWSL information.
Did you say draw a program?
Yeah, that's how that works, isn't it?
God, I wish. If programming involved more drawing and less, like, writing logical statements with very specific punctuation, I would be in better shape.
I think of the old silly meme of Twitter. We showed a bot 10,000 hours of NWSL action in 2023, and here's what they came up with.
Here's who they said. Ooh, we could run a whole bunch of simulations through FIFA, though.
We could.
Speaking of which, the new one comes out this weekend, so...
EAFC, you mean.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same.
It's the same. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with it. I haven't looked at it at all. I haven't really been planning on buying it, but am I gonna? Probably. Yeah, I think, honestly, Chicago, I think, has to win all three. And yeah. I was just looking to see if Rain has ever not made the playoffs. I don't think they have. So that would be interesting if they drop, because they are near the bottom of those currently ready to go into the playoffs, and that could be interesting.
Rain will play North Carolina and Washington before they play Chicago, so that can really mess with some things.
I just love mess, and it's gonna be so silly.
Starting this weekend. Here we go.
Starting this weekend. The NWSL is back and better than ever. Don't know how to transition to...
You know it's not better than ever.
I'll tell you what's not better than ever. It is... Herve Renard.
Herve. I've said this to you. I don't think I've said it on the pod, but I want to pronounce this man's name in the most Midwestern... dumb American way possible of just like, ha, Herve.
My like, name is Herve Renard.
Herve Renard. Herve Renard. Nice to meet you. That's how I want to say his name. Anyway, you can.
So, of course, we are speaking of Hervé Renard of the French national team, the manager who was asked about the Spanish team's plight this international break, and he said, I only care about football, the rest makes me tired. And you
which,
know,
like, same bro,
must be same. Nice, must be nice. What's that like to just think about football, not have to worry about terrible men just like doing whatever they want? What's that like?
Like, dude, those are your peers, go collect them and make it better. Like, that's what annoys me there, is you don't care that your peers suck. Like,
yeah,
handle
like
shit.
it doesn't you don't feel bad about your fellow coaches being absolute dicks. Like, this doesn't affect you. It makes you tired. Are you a little tired? Do you need to have a nap?
Like, what if we just stop hiring men? That's not the answer, don't get me wrong. But, like, what if we make it affect you, Herve? What if we say, hey, your neighbor in, you know, Spain sucks, and you guys are too close to France, so sorry, France, we need someone
you
else
guys,
in charge.
You guys share a peninsula, we can't have, we can't
is
have
France
men,
technically on the peninsula?
I don't know.
I don't think they are. I
they're
think it's
close,
Spain
though, aren't they?
They're neighbors, but I don't think they're on the peninsula.
That's fair. Aren't they, like, attached on the other...
I would say, yeah, they're,
like,
neighbors.
Next. Are they neighbors?
Yeah.
Basque neighbors.
Now you're just... Basque is just a region of... Yeah, anyway.
Excellent cheesecakes.
Really?
Yeah, the Basque cheesecakes, those are the ones that, like, have, like, that kind of, like, caramelized... I'll make you one. It'll be great.
Please do. I'm learning so much on this podcast today.
But anyway, Herve, you're going to the curb.
Yeah, get out of here. In a container, because apparently we're doing that in New York now. We're not in New York. I don't know why I care, but I do think it's funny that New York just discovered trash cans.
And they hate them.
And they hate them. They're like, no, we want to pile it on the street.
No, I want
rats.
My garbage pile. It's turning down the neighborhood value. Like, piles of trash bags filled with rats are turning down your neighborhood values. Anything
always
gay happened this week?
couple of gay things. First of all, back to this weekend. You know, Sue Bird was there. It was lovely. Also, underrated good hair, Sue Bird. Maybe we
very
didn't
much
realize because it's usually up because active. I don't know if you guys know, she's a very good basketball player. But Sue Bird, great hair. Anyway, she was there to support Megan in her last match. And they did a big old smooch, and the crowd went wild, and it was delightful. And I loved it. And my one photo of it is not clear enough, and I don't know who's, I don't know if it's a Rapino sibling or the other set. Anyway, there's a young man in the way of my photo of it, and I'm a little mad about it. But it was real gay, and it was lovely to get all those cheers. And it was real nice. And then the other one's a little personal. Our friend Alyssa, who if you know hockey Twitter, you've seen Alyssa's work. Alyssa. She's really good and really smart, and really funny. But anyway, she got married today. Marriage. So congrats to Alyssa and Emily. I'm really happy for you both, and all the well wishes.
Well wishes sounds like a fantastic place to leave off for the week.
I think so.
I'm happy with that. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to an episode of Football is Wife. You can follow us across platforms at GalPal Sports. And you know what? You can hear us on the Power Plays podcast with Lindsay Gibbs this week. Give her a subscribe, a listen. And I believe she has a subscription deal going for Power Plays. But until next time, I'm Lizzie Ryder. This is my wife, Emily Anderson.
And
we will see you next time.
Bye.